Hello and welcome to episode 25 of Character Flaw. I am your host and Dungeon Master Charles, and joining us today we have...
My name is Tristan, and I'm playing as Ariel, the Elven Ranger.
My name is Josh, and I'm playing as the breathtaking Balthazar, Dragonborn Sorcerer.
I'm RC, and I'm playing Sato, the half-elf assassin.
I'm Demi, and I'm playing Fen, the Dragonborn Paladin.
So we are going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons on the 5th edition engine, telling the story of Vicious and Delicious. Now, at the very end of last episode, y'all leveled up, so you want to tell us a little bit about what you got on it? Most of you just got ability score improvements, right?
All of us got that, for sure.
Yeah. I just leveled up my dexterity and constitution, so... Boom.
You have a lot more health now, right?
Yeah, I'm at a 32 with health, so...
You're less squish.
No longer
yeah,
squishy.
Yeah, I'm less squishy.
You were, like, what, 25 before?
22.
22, so Jesus. You got a lot of health. All right, so Ariel got strong. So what about BTB?
BTB now has a 20 for a base number in charisma, which means I'm just so pretty now.
Your scale sparkles.
Also improves
that. He sat in front of a grave and instantly got 20 times more pretty.
Yeah. Also improved my dex, and then I got some new spells and another second level spell slot so I can do more hardcore shit.
All I did for my level up, I leveled up my dexterity and constitution from 15 to 16 to give me a plus 3, which made my HP 41, and my dexterity from 19 to 20, making that plus 5, and sleight of hand and stealth are now plus 9s.
Oof. All right, I'll have to figure out how to deal with that. Okay.
Jesus.
I'm literally never going to fail those.
Yeah.
I might have something that can do it. We'll see.
Oh. Rip.
You're gonna do break my hand.
Maybe a foot.
Whoa, listen. I don't know how to heal that, alright?
I mean, if you're threatening me with that or tempting me.
No, he's not. He's not. So I leveled up my charisma, so now it's at an 18. And then my hit points, I don't remember what they were at. I rolled real shit. I think it was at a 30, and now I'm at a 33. So RC has
our Dragonborn Paladin rolled double ones on our HP increase.
Yeah, it was great. And then I did. Oh yeah, I have two more spell slots. I think. Yeah, two more spell slots. And then my spell save went up and my spell attack went up, but that's about it. And I added a couple more spells to my prepared list, but that's about it.
Alright, so that was your D&D mechanics minutia for the entirety of everything until we get to the next level up. So, last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious leveled up, as you guys all know already. They met Brother Florence and explored the temple. They introduced themselves to the leader of the temple as well, and they found out that Brother Florence was a master painter. Sato immediately pressed him for info on poisons. And I believe you're going to do a little more of that this time, aren't you?
I am.
So BTB casted invisibility to hide from his fiancé's father and then fled to the graveyard with Fen and Brother Florence as Brother Florence went up to paint. At the graveyard, the breathtaking Balthazar then visited his brother's grave and Ariel tried to comfort him. VD was then attacked by Black Puddings and almost died. Once they prevailed, though, the spirits rose from their graves and granted greater power to Vicious and Delicious. Among the spirits was Steven, who came to the breathtaking Tucker, and they had a tearful reunion.
No.
And BTB finally
titillating
got
Tucker.
Some closure.
You're welcome.
So, you guys were still in front of the altar, and had just gotten your powers.
Oh, yeah.
So, the spirits recede back into the ground, and... You feel more powerful. You guys feel back at full health even after that ridiculous battle. And
I feel beefier.
Significantly. I'm sure Ariel all of a sudden, considering like, you look over at him and he has muscles all of a sudden.
I put on 12 yeah, HP, right. So yeah, I feel beefier.
Ariel looks a little bit less like a sickly twig man.
Still have the noodle arms, but...
Yeah.
His head over is completely
Muppet
gone.
Muppet arms.
And then, BTV, are you just weeping?
No, I think I'm holding it together all right.
BTB stands up, okay. And he suddenly looks considerably shinier and considerably more regal.
I'm feeling much better, I think, about, you know, life in general at this point.
Yeah, now that you have the 20 in charisma, by the way, Whenever you smile, your smile gets that little sparkle. You cannot suppress that, so it always.
I don't want to suppress that.
Why would I want to do that?
Hey, you have a twinkle on your smile.
Pose, oh. And then smile, and it's just clean.
You rub some dirt in that.
Yeah, right.
So, what would the party like to do?
Get some fucking armor.
I want
to... Ah, actually, yeah, I need to do the same thing, because my armor got chewed on by the pudding.
Yeah, they did corrode you.
So, I want to go and find a... Some studded leather.
Some studded leather.
Yeah, same.
There are workshops in town, so you'll have to go and see about those.
Can we hold hands, Hato?
One person that, sure. BTB, yes! You know that Hank used to make armor for fun.
Okay. Okay. If they're, I mean, it's probably pretty obvious that they're chewed up and shit, so.
Well, ours are corroded by acid.
You can see that there's little bits of the pudding, like, actively tearing away at the armor.
Pudding.
Hey, you guys want some new hard clothes?
That'd be great, actually.
Well, I don't know what they call that shit. I don't wear that shit.
That's so funny.
Alright.
It's called armor, right. And.
Okay, well, I know a guy that'll make it for you in town. Nice guy. Fair prices. Good hard clothes.
Good hard clothes.
Good hard clothes.
Before we leave, I want to put the wakizashi that I have that was all corroded, and I'd like to, like, place it on the altar with, and, like, a little thanks.
Basically. Thanks. Here's my shitty weapon. I'm just joking. Oh,
you want my wakizashi that you gave me?
Did I give you one?
Yeah.
Yes, can I have it?
Yeah, that's yours.
Cool. Just that don't change. Oh, you see it.
So you give back the wakizashi as a gift to the spirits and a thanks for your gift. Oh, Demi has a big smile on her face because she just realized she gets to up so many things on her character sheet. So
the fucking bonuses that I get and like the damage and shit.
Anyway, no minutia. So back to what is it that you guys want to do now? Are you going to head back towards the temple or are you going to go find Hank?
I mean, right now, really, because losing that AC really will hurt me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make a beam for armor shot.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
What? I want my 17.
What was your AC at?
It was at 16, then it went down to 15, but okay. Then back up to 16 because my ability score increased, but I want that 17.
That's fair.
So, Sada and I will go off to see Hank.
I get hit enough. All right. I just want to make it slightly harder.
So
I ask Otto if he wants to hold hands and skip.
No skipping, but I'll hold hands.
Okay.
Fen, BTB, are you going to follow along as well?
Of course. Well, I have to show them where to go.
Yeah. I mean, I could just ask someone, but I'm grateful for the help.
You just asked me, bitch.
Brother Florence has taken his canvas that he was working on, flipped it over, and is now painting on the reverse. Because he's inspired by the battle that just happened.
Oh, sweet.
All right.
Cool.
Maybe we'll have some funny looking painting of us getting our asses handed to us in a little bit.
That's what I'm thinking right now. You see Justicar, Fen, and Breathtaking Tucker all valiantly fighting this black goo, and then you see Sato and Ariel like screaming with like the tentacles around their necks.
Oh, God.
I mean, I managed to stay out of it until the very end when I got knocked down.
And then you just got wrecked.
You got up again? Are they ever going to keep you down?
I knew that's where you were going to. I was like, no, don't do it. I get knocked down.
Well, let's go to this armory. It's like 5,000 miles away, so.
But.
So you pass back through the temple to get back into town. And the breathtaking Balthazar, Georgette is there talking to her father.
Wonderful. Have a good conversation.
Hey, who's that?
Are you going to try and stealth your way through, or are you just going to like confidently walk by?
I'm just going to confidently walk by. I mean, I'm with my crew, rolling with the squad.
Yeah.
Trying to be like
all that shiny shit going.
No, I ain't cracking shit. I'm trying to stay low key, but like I'll stay behind them, you know.
All right. I will say the rest of you at this point, because he mentioned before that it was Georgette when they were walking earlier, and he immediately was like, "Oh God, I need to hide." You would recognize this to be that fiance character.
Wait, no, because we didn't. Because the last time.
No, she was walking by. Oh, no,
nobody understood.
Yeah, nobody noticed that he was gone because he was walking behind us. Yeah. So even though he went invisible, we didn't know.
I mean, I'm sure we're kind of noticing him.
Because then we had a whole, like, is it racist to say all Dragonborn look alike?
Why are you afraid of these people? Because you're like,
I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to look scared right now.
I was about to say, I thought we already established that, like, he's cool. No, but he
I'm walking on the side that's away from them. I'm not hiding.
He's being low key. He's
being low key.
He pulled his snap back.
That's why I said I'm not stealthing. So stealthing would be I'm hiding from them.
Fair enough.
This was like, no, we wouldn't know, though. So we don't know who this person is. We just know BTB's kind of at the back of the group, which he's been at the back of the group, like, since we've been walking around this town. So
that's fair.
I feel like we wouldn't really notice. Anyway.
So the party walks through the temple, and at one point, BTB, you do make eye contact with her, and she gives you a half-hearted, kind of hopeful smile, but...
deadpan.
Just continues.
Hard.
Damn.
Damn, boy.
What? I'm not trying to give her hope. I don't want to get with her.
That's fair. That's fair.
I don't want her to interpret this in any other way, even if I'm like, let's be friendly. She could be like, oh, there's a spark. No, there's not. There's nothing.
Snuff it out.
Yeah.
What if?
No.
But what if?
Put a fucking wet blanket all over those hopes.
Wow.
Okay. Douse it in flour.
So, you go through the town over to where Hank's house was, and you can see that it's still pretty run down. It still looks kind of like a trailer, but... It's a little bit nicer. Like, there are nicer railings and that kind of thing. He's made improvements on it over the years. And you can see through one of the windows that he's just sitting in one of his chairs reading a big newspaper.
Hey, buddy.
He looks out his window and goes,
Tucker! No shit!
Never gets old. It's like a whole town of assholes that just, like, want to say my name constantly.
He closes the paper, drops it on the ground, gets up, walks outside, goes right up to you and goes, well, damn.
Looking fine, right?
You got hot.
Do a little swirl.
Hey.
Give him a smile.
That would be the first time everybody else sees the sparkle.
Like, ah, oh, fuck my eye, what was that?
Oh no, he's hot!
That actually would be probably very disturbing for you guys, because now you're all fucked. You're just going to be doing more shenanigans.
No.
He just got way better at persuading everyone, yeah. So...
yeah.
I also picked up Charm Person first
oh,
level.
No. Of course
you did. Of course you did.
Among other things.
Getting in those vents 24/7.
No, I'm not going to, like, magically convince someone to sleep with me. What's the fun in that? You have to actually, like, make a case for yourself.
Yeah,
otherwise,
also,
it's not real.
It's fucking weird.
I like rape.
It's gross.
It's really gross.
That's really not cool.
So, yeah, I'm not going to do that, RC. How could you even suggest such a thing?
Because I've seen you use Charm Person before.
Anyway, so Hank, like, grabs and ushers you all inside to... his trailer is very... it's actually, like, nice inside. And you can see that he keeps it very neat. He doesn't keep the outside of his trailer very neat, but he keeps the inside very neat and tidy. And he pulls out a... table and puts it down and puts down the pillows for y'all to sit around, and then goes over and grabs one of his nicer bottles of booze and brings it and puts it on the table.
Bring out the weed.
Isn't he already drunk, Ariel?
He's hungover.
It's a perma, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, didn't he have, because it's still the same day, right? And he had
this is a hangover day.
He had a disadvantage.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Sorry.
From my dad's house.
Yeah.
So...
from my dad's house.
My daddy got you drunk.
Oh my god. I can't believe him.
To be fair, Ariel just gets drunk whenever anyone offers him alcohol.
That's fair.
He would drink poison if someone he would drink poison if someone was like, "This is a really rare whiskey.
Don't tempt RC." Yeah.
Trying to learn poison ideas.
Yeah, right.
There's an
secret
idea for
guinea
Sato.
Pig.
Tell me if this hurts your stomach a lot.
That wasn't the original intention or an idea at all, but now you're giving me ideas.
Just like, this.
Does this taste weird?
Really...
It's this real special whiskey.
Yeah, you guys are in a fucking train car and you see Ariel like spazzing out, foaming at the mouth, like, what the fuck happened? I just tried to get
I fed him some really awesome alcohol.
I can't cure alcohol poisoning, I'm pretty sure, guys.
I think if Uncommon figured out what you're doing, she would get real mad.
Yeah.
Do it!
Yeah! And neither of us like her.
Hate that.
So, Hank pours shots for everyone. And just gets to talking. He does have armor sets available for sale. They are selling for actually just 50 gold apiece.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Is it studded leather armor?
Yeah, studded leather armor.
Then it's a deal, my good man.
So Hank sells, and it's actually right about this point that a kobold comes up and knocks pretty frantically on Hank's door.
Mm-hmm. Like how any other game of D&D, I'd be like, fuck a kobold and kill it. But in this game, they're like cutesy little homies that hang out and like serve
kobolds.
People
they're
food
so
and shit.
Cute.
There are bad kobolds out there.
Well, sure.
Well, there's bad everything.
Yeah.
Accurate.
But most other D&D campaigns for you non-D&D players, like, they're usually assholes that you're fighting constantly.
Yeah.
They're not typically NPCs.
Level ones and two targets.
Yeah. And then they just become annoyances for larger parties.
Yeah.
Because you're like, we're taking down the larger ads, and then you have a kobold just come and stab you in the ass.
They're not backwoods Appalachian residents.
Not typically.
Though, of course, if your party survives to level 5, then you just, like, nuke them with fireballs. You just watch, like, dozens of them just vaporize on
site.
Oh, no, but imagine a kobold on an ATV.
Riding up with, like, some dried tobacco leaves on the back, like, Tucker, you here, damn! Like, god damn it!
Yes.
Everybody, where did you get this machine?
Yes! I love it!
He opens the fucking ice chest on the back, like, here, take a light!
Anyway, this dude's frantically hitting a door, not...
Yes, this dude is frantically banging on the door. Hank is up.
That we know of.
Pardon me for a second. The little kobold goes... The factory's burning right now!
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
Hank immediately, like, turns back and goes, Tucker, it's your family's fortune. You want to help?
Yep.
And immediately is, like, grabbing a coat and...
No,
it's mine later when they die.
I'm going to drink my shot and follow them.
I'm going to take mine in, Finn's shot on the go.
Yep.
Oh, I'm definitely going to take a shot first, too. I don't think I've really drank this whole game, but I'm definitely going to take a shot if
Finn doesn't
there's
drink.
A chance my... factory is gonna burn down.
You're just like, oh fuck, all right,
yep.
Pound it.
That kind of day. So I saw my dead brother and now my family's gonna get burned.
At this point, you walk outside and immediately looking over to your left across the river, you can see that there's smoke rising out of the factory, which
well,
know, is
fine.
Normal, but it's black smoke, which isn't as normal in
right.
this case. So you also see that a lot of the kobolds and dragonborn that work over there are all frantically moving around. They're taking buckets down to the river and then going back over, and they're pretty
Wouldn't
frantic
that create
about
more
it.
Fire with all the shit in there.
That's
still
fair.
Water.
That's fair. Yeah.
It's still
drop
water.
A tablet in
I
it
know,
first.
Yeah, they're tableting.
Yeah. Drop a tablet in there first. It's fine.
Yeah, one of the worries about this that BTB would be aware of is before they're turned into actual tablet form, the powder that they are made from is highly flammable.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Oh.
I'm just like, if we get close, like as soon as I can get within, you know, 60 feet, I'm going to be just like hitting Ray of Frost in there like a fucking fire extinguisher or something.
Just trying to get things out.
Yeah.
I was expecting you to say that you were going to firebolt the nearest powder pile.
No, that's his later.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do
he's
that.
He's not going to
burn
destroy,
my possessions.
Yeah.
He's not going to destroy his stuff in 10 years or 15 years. He's
or
gonna,
tomorrow.
It's called Plan B.
If this whole magic thing doesn't work out.
Right, which it probably totally will.
Probably.
And is so far.
Mm-hmm.
So I do need to know what your passive perceptions are.
Mine's not good. I'm only at 10.
10.
11. 11.
All right. Well, I have a feeling that... Yeah, no. Okay, cool. So don't worry about that little bit right there. So the fire is an issue. So BTB is going to be shooting rays of frost, trying to basically put fires out. What are the other three of you doing?
Closest to the powder shit, if I can get that.
Specifically area. Close to the powder?
Right.
Okay. Just are there, like, big leaves in the swamp?
Not really. It's more vines.
Okay, I just take flames? Yes. I'm just gonna take a vine and start whipping at the flames.
Makes it worse.
I'm hungover. I don't. Bad flame.
All right.
When we get closer, I want to see if there's still anybody inside because I can probably help get people out.
Yeah, I guess
because that worked so well for me last time.
I'll help people get out if there's still people inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you'll run in, I'll try to like do these. Little ray of frost, like, near your little entrance if there's fire.
Oh, thanks.
Alright, could I get a... I'm gonna be doing something called a skill challenge in this case. So, the way that this is gonna work, kind of like death saves. So, based on what you've said, I'm gonna have you roll a specific skill, and there's a set DC for all of them. In the case of this fire, it is a 14. And you guys, to win this skill challenge, will need to successfully do 6 things before you fail 3 times. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah, son.
All right. So the very first thing, BTB.
Crits equals 2 or what?
Yes, actually.
Okay. Really?
Natural crit fails equals 2 fails.
Yeah. Shit.
It's like death saves.
Like death saves? Okay.
So the very first thing that we talked about is BTB is going to be shooting fire, so let's get an attack roll for your Ray of Frost.
Dun, 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 dun.
Work this charisma.
Can I cast Bless on us?
Oh, it actually goes up one.
First.
Right?
Sure. I'll let you okay. Cast Bless.
Oh, wait. I think it's 3 people.
Yeah, we do. Right.
Yeah. So we good?
Right, 17 so plus 8.
That is 1 success. BTB is going, he's blasting the fire that keeps getting close to the barrels and barrels of powder, because if those catch fire, they're going to go up badly, so BTB's focusing on that. Ariel, you want to just whip the fire with vines?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, you're going to go ahead and make an attack roll against it with disadvantage.
Right. The 2.
But
the 2.
Oh. Wait, and... What would have to?
What would a leaf be?
I'm counting it as an improvised whip, which I don't think rangers actually have.
No, I think you can use a whip.
Because my ranger had one. In it.
Rangers are proficient
in,
like,
look it up, but
yeah, martial.
I'm just
saying,
even with that, you need to get a +12.
Yeah, you're good.
Roll, so you failed.
Yeah.
In this case.
Well, you can add a d4. The 3 of you can add d4s to attack rolls and saving throws.
I ain't gonna save him.
I'm just saying, case, you know, for future.
So in this case, Ariel, he's taking the vine and he's just whipping at the fire. The end of the vine catches on fire and starts catching the very top portion of the doorway he's whipping at on fire.
Okay, free action. Please stop.
Yes, you can.
This is not my name.
Absolutely.
Say my name.
Fenn, you were going to go in and try and save people, correct?
Yeah.
Try and pull people out. So there are some people trapped in there.
Okay.
So you are fire resistant.
I am, and I would like to stay as low as I possibly can.
I'm trying to stay out of that smoking.
Yeah.
Smart. Dude. Smart.
I learn from my mistakes.
And then, Sato, you were going to be assisting her with something.
And I'm going to put my little bandit's mask on.
Put on your little bandit mask to deal with the smoke.
Yeah.
So, what was it that you were going to be doing to assist her?
Just helping her pull out as many people as possible, and our third people like stuck
we were
under things,
go
like
in together,
move things, and so forth.
Okay, so then I will have Fenn make a strength check with advantage in this case. DC is 14.
Oh, yeah, that's the 16.
16. All right, so Fenn and Sato together go into the fire. They're starting to pull people out of it, getting some kobolds and other people that are trapped. Y'all currently have 2 successes and 1 failure. Y'all need to come up with 4 new ways that you can help fight this fire.
Shit.
I am going to organize the people that are rushing to go get water into a line to where they can start handing each other buckets of water down the line to throw on it rather than singularly running over there. And...
Okay, that's good. That's good. Roll a charisma check for that one, or a persuasion if it's higher.
It's probably higher.
Plus seven.
Jesus.
Gonna need it. 11. Wait, plus four. It's possible.
Yay!
14!
Yay!
14! Alright, so you just made it.
Yep.
Your first blessed. Charisma check at 20.
I knew that would help.
So you get the people together and they start helping get water to the area faster. So other things you can do, think of different ways you can use your abilities, think of ways you can make your strong abilities work for the fire.
I mean,
strong. Strong. I don't know.
And you've already used strength, Fen, so you couldn't use strength again.
Fen and I can try putting out fires that are on the inside.
What about
rather than just putting out fires on the outside?
We can take barrels inside and start doing it that way.
Okay, so the two of you want to do that. What were you about to say, Ariel?
The brine bow. That's a water weapon, right?
The brine bow is a normal bow in terms of attack and everything else. So it does an extra D8 of force damage. So that wouldn't really be a water bow, but can you think of a way that you'd be able to use your bow to help? That's the question.
So I'm thinking. I can't think of anything.
So keep thinking for right now. Fen, Sato, you guys are going to bring buckets inside, so I'm going to need Sato to make a save, because you're not resistant to fire.
Does it add a, four, a D4 to it?
It's and a con this save. This is a con save, yes. Okay.
So it's going to be 14.
14, alright, so you're good. 10, you're able to go in. You're able to go in, you're starting to put water on the fire inside. BTB is still directing people to get through, and we're up to four successes. Fen, you're going in to do this, so in this case, I'm going to have you also make a con save for smoke inhalation, because you're getting real close to things.
Oh. 13? Oh, wait, no, I'm not blessed. Never mind. Yeah, 13.
You're not blessed? 13? All right, so that's a second failure. Fen, you actually are going in and you can't manage to get anything done. So the fire in the part of the warehouse that you're trying to fight begins to rage harder and hotter. And it starts to move towards the powder barrels.
I was just laughing because I was thinking, gotta get you a hot exit.
Hot. I knew you were going to do it.
So that brings us to 2 and 5, if I'm not mistaken.
If we're doing something new now, I'm going to start going to those barrels because fire's getting close to them. I'm going to put them on their side and start rolling them out.
You're going
to
put them on the side and start rolling them out?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to help.
Because fuck carrying those things.
All right, then I'm going to have Sato make a acrobatics check in this case.
It's going to be...
I don't know if you need it, but...
I probably don't, but I'm going to add it anyways. It's going to be a 17.
17. All right, so just as the fire begins getting to the area with the barrels, Sato moves over and begins to move them out of the way as quickly as he can, which then lets the fire be contained and the rest of the kobolds with the bucket line manage to put the fire out. It's contained at this point. It just needs to burn out. So as the commotion of everything dies down, Hank comes over to BTB, gives you a handshake, and, you know, seems pretty pleased about it. And
yeah, what caused this? Do you know? Did anybody tell you?
I'm just trying to fight the fire right now, man. But you could probably ask any of the kobolds that were around here.
All right.
I'm just going to, like, prop myself up against a barrel, take my mask off, and just like,
yeah.
Okay, I can breathe now.
So, it's still a very... There's still a lot of commotion going on around. Sato and... Let's see. Ariel. I would like you to both make perception checks.
Precept.
And you can add a d4 to
it. Nat 20.
He don't need it.
Well, you don't need it.
A natural 20.
Nat 20.
So, as you go out, you start to calm down for a second. You look over towards the temple... And you see that there is currently fire rising from the temple itself.
Oh, God. God damn it.
I scream fire at the temple.
You scream fire at the temple.
Fire in the mountain. Like, now's not the time, you fucking drunk. Although this hick town, everybody would probably fucking chime in with some kind of bullshit song.
I just shout back at BTD, no, you cunt basket, it's a fucking fire in the goddamn temple.
Yeah, I'm less worried about that. I mean, I'm worried about
I'm more worried about that.
Go be worried.
Does, like, I want to make sure that, like, it's cool over here.
I mean, the fire's contained, it seems like they have a handle on it.
Okay.
There are a couple people that are wounded with burns, but, I mean, there's another fire raging now.
Yeah.
Immediately turn to all the people that are able to go and help. Let's go to the temple, there's a fire.
Yeah.
So, roll a persuasion check, see who you can get to come with you, or rather, how many you can get to come with you.
Roll a d4.
Well, it's gonna be a... Well, even without the d4. Let's see, it's gonna be a 24.
A 24?
Just in case.
Alright. You get a pretty sizable group of people to come with you. And so they begin going, Hank comes along, a couple of the kobolds come along, they're carrying buckets. And you get over to the bridge across, and you can see that there are hooded figures on the bridge.
God damn it! Go away!
Backlit by the fire. You can tell that it is Eyes of the Dragon, and they have weapons out ready to stop anyone trying to cross.
I shoot them.
Alright, go ahead and make your attack roll, and then we're going to roll initiative.
You have inspiration at the beginning of every episode.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He rolled a one.
I rolled that one, so... I'm just saying, sometimes it's better to just let the one lie in certain situations.
Where do you want to use your inspiration?
Do you want to use it now, or do you want to just let this be like,
All right, fuck you guys. You might want to save it for when you really need it.
Okay, sure. Let's see what happens with a nat one. And that's with the brine bow, so it's going to take away a shot.
Yes, it is. All right. And then what colors did y'all have for your inspiration dice?
You know mine.
Gold, blue, green, and white.
As blue.
Blue.
Yeah, cum die.
Aw, oh, yeah.
Green.
Cum.
White.
Woo. Hey, cum.
Got it. Nice.
So, for all of you listeners, I give out inspiration dice is the way I do it, and they're very sparkly dice that hopefully inspire, but generally treat players poorly.
Sometimes.
That's not true.
Yeah, it generally treats me fairly nicely.
Yeah, it's given me a nat 20 once.
Fair enough.
I've turned a nat 1 into a nat 20 multiple times with it.
This exact one killed one of my characters, so...
That is also accurate.
Not technically dead, but he's pretty dead.
He's dead until somebody fixes it.
He's right. Mostly dead.
Yeah, he's a statue.
He's only mostly dead.
He just got Medusa'd real hard.
He's a statue.
Aww.
Yeah. It's a really fucking stupid look he got frozen into.
That little girl running in the meme, where like looking back.
That is an accurate
face.
That's incredible.
That's pretty much it.
Anyway,
so let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Nat 20.
Four.
Wasted it.
Wait.
Yeah.
Seven.
Seven for Ariel. Natural 20 for BTB.
It's going to be a 21 total for me. I rolled a 16.
21 for Sato.
17.
17 for Ben. And 23 is what BTB actually got. All right, so that means our order is the Breathtaking Balthazar with 23, Sato with 21, Fen with 17, the Eyes with a 9, and Ariel with a 7. So, BTB, there are at least 6 of them on the bridge. Since it's kind of an arched bridge, you can't tell if there are more past the apex of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would you like to do?
So there's 6, you said?
There's 6 that you can see.
They position, like, 6 wide, or...?
They're kind of staggered up there, ready to fight. It almost looks like they're in formation.
Okay. I'll just potshot the closest 3, I guess. With Scorching Ray.
Just the closest 3 potshot them. Alright, go ahead and roll the hit. Not good.
1 will miss. Otherwise, it'll be a 17 and 19 and a 10.
17, 19 hit, the 10 misses.
Right. Figured as much. 6 damage for the first one.
Okay.
3 for the second one.
Rough.
Low damage rolls.
All right. Does that end your turn, BTB?
Getting behind some of these big fuckers. But yes.
Okay.
I don't want it. I'm like, beep, 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 then, bye.
Sato, I'm going to pull out my longbow and take a shot at whichever one just got hit by a Scorching Ray.
All right.
You got to get some brighter dice.
24 to hit.
Yeah, I can't see it at all. I'm glad he can, but...
24 will hit.
Okay. Give me that. And it's going to be 12 damage.
12 damage. All right. So the... poor guy that got hit with the bad Scorching Ray then takes an arrow directly to the chest and just thumps down onto the bridge.
Dope.
Fen, it is your turn.
How far away are they?
They're about 30 feet away.
Okay.
The bridge is a 60-foot long bridge.
How are they positioned? Like, in a line?
Staggered.
They're positioned staggered.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So, formation.
Yeah. I was going to say, can I get... within a certain or like within a certain distance where they I can get the most amount of people
in the least amount of effort
in the 15-foot cone.
You can get 3 people in a 15-foot cone.
Cone them, dog.
I'm gonna use my breath weapon.
All right. I should have done that. I haven't used mine in a long time.
I know, me neither.
I only get it once a day.
I know. You forget about it.
Actually, I think this is the first time for Sato seeing Ben use the breath
I
weapon.
Used it.
He's seen it before. But anyway, no, so you
I've
run
seen his.
So what is my save?
Your whole life.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair.
It's a dex save.
Alright, and that is 2 17s and a 13.
They all make it.
They all make it. So they just take half.
That's 8.
8 damage?
All Yay. Right,
so they each take 4.
Well,
still
6.
Damage.
I know. And I think it's just,
so,
fire damage, yeah.
Fen runs up on the bridge and, adding fire to an already fiery situation, blasts her breath weapon out, catching 3 of the eyes in it and just envelops them in flame for a little bit. Their robes kind of burn away, and you can see that these guys are pretty lightly armored under their robes in contrast to the ones that usually attack the temple.
Hmm.
These are sneaky bastards.
Yeah.
So... that would end Fen's turn, so
and,
now...
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, after that, can I just take my shield out and, like, get ready for an attack, basically?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. So now it is the eyes' turn, so the ones that are alive are going to move up, and 3 of them are going to swarm Fen. The other ones are going to move up to try attacking Sato and Ariel.
Sounds good.
Do any of them run past me? Like, can I get attack of opportunity?
They're being very careful with their positioning. So they're putting people between you and the ones running by.
Dicks.
I know.
They want to stab.
They want to stab you too, but it looks like it's not going to work because that is a 13, an 8, and a 17 to hit.
Bitch, no.
Nah, though.
Even without the shield, the 17 wouldn't hit me.
So... you are just weathering this storm of hits from there, Ariel. We got 2 attacks against you. We got
late,
a 13 to hit.
Nope.
And a 21 to hit.
God damn it.
You are going to take 7 piercing damage as they slash you with a wakizashi. And Sato, we have a 20 and a 22 to hit.
Jesus.
Both hit. Fuck you.
So, both of them attacking with wakizashis, you take 3 from the first and 7 from the second.
Not too bad.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
So,
you're 41 health, I'm not concerned.
Alright, and that ends the eyes' turn. You can now confirm that there are 7 left alive on the bridge, now that they've all swarmed up.
Alright, cool.
Ariel, it is your turn.
Don't want to be a dick. So I'm just gonna
do it.
No, you don't want me to do what I want to do.
Oh.
Do the thing.
Dick him.
Do it.
Ariel's drunk. His
okay, fine.
Making process is poor.
I drunkenly shout smoke bomb and I use fog cloud.
Smoke bomb.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So you want to explain what fog cloud does?
Makes that
so it is a 15 by 15 foot wide, just spherical of just fogness that no one can see it.
Fogness.
Basically.
Nobody can
makes
see
like
it.
No one can see shit dude. In
it. Okay, is there a save or anything for it? Or I, does it
no,
just auto blind?
It's just you're in a difficult area, like difficult terrain, but for your eyes.
Difficult terrain, but for your eyes.
So yeah, everybody bro. Becomes blinded.
Trying not to like
the moment
blast
I do that though it. And everyone's blinded, I shout, ha, try seeing now, fucktards.
We can't see either, fucktard.
Fuck.
So the cloud that you put out blinds yourself, it blinds Sato, it blinds BTB, and Fen, you are actually just on the outside of it.
Ha! Wait, that means like two or three of them are also outside of it.
The three around you are outside of it.
Okay.
But the ones that are surrounding the rest of you guys, as well as some of the civilians that were coming to help put out the fire, are all within that. After Ariel's turn, because you're just going to end it there, that was your action. And
only if I just run away, they can.
Hour.
I
mean,
you can
attack. Okay, yeah, I'm probably going to want to get out of the
you can dismiss it
people.
Yeah,
get out of the way of the people.
Okay, so
yeah, like a heavy through. Wind.
No, you can dismiss it.
No, oh, I can't.
I don't think so. It says it lasts for the duration or until a wind of moderate or greater speed. Mm-hmm. But it's concentration. Somebody farted.
So if it is concentration, he could end it by not
by not living.
Right? Isn't that how
yes,
that works?
If it's concentration, you can end the spell.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Thank
that.
God.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to have... He doesn't have a good span of attention, so...
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. The fog still would have to dissipate.
That's fine.
But yeah.
Yeah, I get the hell out of there, so...
Idiot.
You move away, both of them are trying to just swing because they hear your footsteps moving away, and they're swinging wildly in the fog and not finding purchase. Now it is Hank's turn, who straight up just sprints off the bridge, and Fen, from your perspective, you see him burst out of the fog.
Hell yeah.
He runs right up to one of the eyes and full-on linebacker tackles him to the ground.
Incredible.
And then just starts beating on his face.
Yes! You go, buddy!
Have you seen the video of the guy that tackles fathers who don't pay child support?
Yep.
He wears, like, full football pads, and then he'll, like, start a fight with him in the front yard, and then, like, get back in his car, put his pads on, and, like, all the videos are the guys coming up, like, whatever, man, whatever, like, walking in the front yard, and then he just full-on just blasts him like a linebacker.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. All the deadbeat dads are just, like, laying on the ground.
They're just laying out. Almost like, oh all God. Of them are, like, passed out or, like, out of breath, like, can't move. It's so good.
He just got winded.
Yeah.
Come on. So, I mean, the guy's not small. He's like
no,
pushing
he's huge.
300.
Yeah.
He just fucking annihilates
it's
them.
The best video.
So funny.
Very satisfactory.
It's also worth mentioning that the one underneath Hank is just going like, oh, please help. Get him off me. Get him off me.
It's like all a merchant right. from in town. Just like using the bridge. Happen to be wearing a hood. It's a little cold out this morning.
It's a titty bit nipply.
It's his own dad.
BTB, it's your turn.
I'm just gonna shoot
in the cloud.
Yeah, I know. I'm just gonna shoot where I remember seeing someone.
Alright, roll a disadvantage, since you're blinded.
14.
14?
Yeah.
Alright. Yes, you hit.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Here!
This place? I mean, I'm gonna hit somebody.
If
are it was
you
one
though?
Of you, I'd be happy. I got three.
You did three damage.
Did
all right,
three
so
with my light crossbow.
Again, Fen, from your perspective.
Light crossbow.
From your perspective, the one that had already been hit by the scorching ray before, an arrow just flies out of the fog and then just lands in his shoulder, and he's just, fucking hell!
Alright.
Four!
So, real quick, since BTB is using his light crossbow in a fog, is there just like a certain section of the fog that's just.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah,
he's
me.
Using his light crossbow.
Yes, which. Have you ever driven in the fog without.
Yeah, it's
fog
horrible.
Yeah.
Have you turned on high beams?
Yep.
It's
that's
horrible.
What happened.
So, there is just
so
a section
blind
of the fog that's
and
just
blind.
Bright.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Boy.
Now you super can't see anything.
Alright, Sato, it's your turn, and now you are not only blinded, but you're blinded.
I'm going to take a swipe at what was the people in front of me.
Right. I can't see them. You can still hear them, but it's with disadvantage.
Yep. Well, okay. Oh my God. I rolled a natural 20 and a 10, so it's going to be a 17 to hit.
17 will
so
hit.
So funny. I just love the 20. Yeah.
Because you didn't confirm anything.
Yeah, he said 17 that hit.
Will
hit.
Okay, so 11 damage.
11 damage. All right, so you're swinging, and then you feel your blade make purchase. You very quickly make a couple more stabs in that spot, and then you just hear thump onto the ground.
Cool, I'm also going to use the hide action.
In a...
All right.
Roll stealth. Literally just, like, crouch. Oh my God, I hate you.
28 to stealth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I hate you.
So, that ends Sato's turn. Fen?
Me!
So there's the one...
I want to stab.
Yeah, there's the one that Hank is beating the shit out of on the ground.
I mean, he's got it.
There's the one that just took the bolt in the shoulder, and then there's the other one that seems fine.
I'll go after the one that just took the bolt in the shoulder.
Okay.
Is that the same one that's been taking the, like, the scorching ray and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, then he's probably low. Yeah, I'll go after him. 15? 15.
All right, you hit.
Nice.
11.
11 damage. So that was with your katana, correct?
Yeah.
So with your shield out, you then take your katana and make a very sharp slash directly through the arm that just had the bolt go into it. And for just a second, he looks at you, and then the whole shoulder just drops off to the ground, blade in hand. He just kind of looks at you for a second, looks at the spot where his shoulder was, looks back at you, and then just falls backwards.
Tis but a flesh wound.
Thank you, somebody said.
I had to.
All right.
But what's that? Your arm's off.
Your arm's off.
No, it's not.
Okay, so now it is the eye's turn, so we're going to get the attack against Fen. That is a 6 to hit, so that guy misses really poorly. The one that had a Hank on top of him is going to... try and get Hank off, and let's see if Hank can hold him. Oh, Hank holds him down.
I was reading my book, I was listening. I would have totally got that first, I think.
Damn it. You pay attention.
So
Hank's like, oh, fuck, I'm coming!
No, because he failed to do it.
Oh, damn it. He's just like, dude, stop, it's soft.
We're not there yet.
So, Ariel, the first attack against you is a 9.
No, it doesn't.
The second attack against you is a natural 1.
Okay.
So, you are fine. Sato.
You good, fam.
It swings wildly over your head as you're just crouched down in the fog.
I was like, can you find me?
let's see. And yeah, that is all of them that are currently still alive. So, Ariel, it's your turn.
I just make a slash at whichever one that I could hear.
All right.
That was a
disadvantage.
Do I have to do a double disadvantage because I'm also hungover?
You can't have double disadvantage.
No.
It's okay.
Just you only get disadvantage and that's it.
Yeah. You just brought everybody else down to your level.
It's a 12.
12 will miss. Their armor class is a 14. You guys have hit it enough times. So
14 just seems to be the number for this session.
Yeah, I guess so.
That will end Ariel's turn then. He's not going to move or anything.
Can I get out of the fog?
You could run to get out of the fog, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just make a mad dash.
All right. And one of them is going to make an attack roll against you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He's going to totally miss. And you manage to just run right by. And
like, it's like a super delayed reaction because he hears you running and he's like, ah, fuck! And then he's like,
So, Ariel, you come bursting out of the fog and you see that there is one dude laying there dead, missing with an arm, like, separated from his body. You see Fen, like, just very easily pushing back this guy with just her shield. And then you see another one on the ground with Hank on top just beating the shit out of him.
There's a lot of blood with the decapitated shoulder, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, is
Ariel's going shoulder?
Ariel's probably going to vomit.
Is it decapitated anymore?
That's fair.
The amputated arm.
Since he's hungover, Ariel's probably going to vomit.
Okay.
At the sight of all that gore.
Reaction vomit. And that ends your turn. BTB and Sears.
Still a fog cloud.
Yes.
Still bright as
still fog. In it.
Yes. Still bright as fog.
How far away am I from, like, fog behind me? Like, if I just start backing up.
You are unsure because you're in the fog.
I'll just start backing up.
You'll just start backing up and eventually...
Back that booty up.
Backing it.
So you back up, you back up, you back up, and then you find, like, the edge of this fog cloud, and you can see a bunch of the civilians, like, all looking, like, what's going on?
I shrug my shoulders like, oh.
Anything else that you want to do, BTB?
Can I see any of them, or they're all obstructed by it?
They're all obstructed by the fog cloud.
Yeah.
You backed up, so you came out on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was about to say, so it's me, Ariel, and Hank on one side, BTB on the other, uh-huh. and Sato is still in the cloud.
Correct.
Yes, okay. My remaining dude.
Chill back here. Hang back in the cut, see what goes on.
All right, then Sato, it's your turn.
I'm going to try to make a stab at the guy that's still swinging at me.
Stab his ankles.
All right.
Pretty much. The same roll. 20-10.
With the same dice.
With the same dice. What
the fuck? 17 to hit.
17, that hits. That's so funny. The die was 1 and 8, slid across the paper he rolled it on, and then it fell off onto a 1.
Still 6 damage.
Not enough to kill him, though.
And I will bonus action hide again.
Alright, roll yourself.
Natural 20.
Okay.
Same one.
That is the third
so
time.
So a 29 to stealth.
Third 20 in a row on the same die.
On the same die. Right.
Damn it.
I can only do that with ones.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm. I can't even roll a nat 20.
I love your purple dye. You're my favorite.
Yeah.
About to fuck you, dog.
Ben, it's your turn.
There's still one more dude, right?
Yeah, there's the dude that's up and unhurt that you are currently just, like, making a bitch of with your shield. And the one that's getting the shit beat out of him by Hank.
Okay. I'm gonna, like, push him away long enough to put the shield away and then just fucking two-hand this bitch.
Alright, so you're just like, oh, I don't even need this.
Yeah.
I almost see it more as, like, rather than putting away, it's like, oh, I don't even need this. Drop your shield on the ground. It's like, all right, bitch. You very much like your shield.
I very much like my shield.
Is that the family shield?
No. It's not. I bought it with the armor.
Oh, okay.
He's my friend, though. He has to be nice. Oh, okay.
Completely
responsible. Oh, okay.
That face, like,
17?
17 will hit.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, wait! I can reroll, because it's a damage.
Wait, what? Great
weapon.
It's
a great weapon thing. And
you're using it with two hands, so yes, you can.
No, fucking fuck you! You're going to dice you.
She rolled two.
Nine.
Ones.
Or sorry, no, seven.
Seven damage. Alright. So that ends Fen's turn then, which means that the eye sees you do that, and just like kind of looks at the whole situation and just jumps over the bridge.
To his death?
There's water.
There's water. Still?
Well, he don't know it's nasty.
That's what I'm saying. To his death?
To his sickness.
Ben, are you going to make an attack of opportunity? Because he, like,
absolutely.
Look, he, like, kind of looks at you and, like, looks over at the side of the bridge and is like, all right, fuck it, and jumps.
I'm actually trying to hit in the box. It's like a...
Over 20?
Yeah, 23.
15 on the die
will hit.
Yeah, okay. 15.
15? Alright, you... So, as he, like, he just kind of...
Are you going,
like,
to decapitate his legs?
He looks at you. He looks at the bridge, looks back to you, goes to jump over the bridge, and right at that moment, you swing your katana back around into the path that he's jumping through, and you let him carry his own momentum onto your katana. And he just kind of, like, splits open, hits the edge of the bridge, and his momentum just flips him over. Then he lands and makes the already disgusting water... About the same.
A different
it's
color.
Hope a jelly eats you, motherfucker!
So, that ends your turn. You then look over, and you still see that the one that's, like, wrestling with Hank is like, oh god, please! His face is just bloody, but he hasn't passed out yet.
Alright. I want to.
His face is starting to show signs of being caved in certain spots.
Accurate. Yeah. His like, cheekbones are broken, his jaw's broken, he's missing 4 or 5 teeth, and
nice.
Hank is just pissed off and punching this dude.
Nice.
Don't fuck with Hank.
Yeah, right. Remind me not to get you mad. I want to run to the edge of the fog and just like start yelling out like, Sato! BTB! Where are y'all?
I don't know.
So
you want to respond back?
No, but he'll see me. Okay. If I have a turn, is it free time or is it just they're still in action?
Not quite.
No, yeah. There's two or three more.
They're three alive. I'm not counting the one that is Bert currently pinned by Hank until he manages to free himself.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be like,
he's not doing shit.
Yeah. Can you see in there?
No.
Why are you still in there?
All right. That'll be seems the end of that turn because you're taking too long and you only got 6 seconds.
I'm not doing anything.
So now. Gosh,
that's all I want to deal.
That's okay. So now. So now, Fen, you went over to start talking, and come then on. Three of the eyes emerged from the fog directly in front of you.
That's what I was kind of hoping to do.
So
just walk out of the fog. There's all the fog behind you, like, sod it.
Wait.
Check out this sweet man. What is
Vape Nation.
Would attacks of opportunity still happen? If in the fog.
In the fog, no, because it relies on sight.
Okay.
Blasting those sticky ohms.
Actually, I'll give Sato an attack.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. Because I gave someone else an attack of opportunity in the fog.
Oh. Well, still. Yeah, right?
It's going to be a 14 to hit.
All right, you hit him.
Nice.
8 damage.
So as you hear him begin to shuffle away, you're like, oh, oh. And you stab towards it, and you manage to catch some part of his body. You're not sure. And then you just hear a wet slap to the ground.
Gross. Wet bread.
Stop.
Was that ep one?
Stop. Callback?
Ep two. Ep two. Ep two. Termination of bread zombies.
Please stop.
Don't worry.
Just nasty food noises of the death of Demi.
Demi, I'll do some Foley just for you.
I was about to say, dude, I will buy $1 loaf of bread and wet it and drop it.
I'm gonna fucking throw up. I need you to throw stop.
Throw a bowl of water. Okay. Just, like,
I'm gonna in real life reaction throw up, okay? Like, I need you to stop.
So, the two of them come out of the fog then and make attacks.
I hate it.
So that's a 13 to hit against Fen and a 16 to hit against Fen.
No.
And then the one that has shield Hank.
Yeah. Even without the shield, it doesn't fucking hit.
One that has Hank on top. Rolled a 19, but Hank got a 20 to keep him down. His face in.
Hank is my hero.
Hank is pretty great in this instance. Yes, I agree. He is also just a commoner. That is his class.
That's amazing. That's why it's hilarious.
So, Ariel, it's your turn.
I guess I shoot at the ones that are near Fen.
You can't see them.
No, he came out of the fog.
I thought he was on the other side with BTB.
No, I saw like the decapitated shoulder and I vomited.
He free action vomited.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And
yeah,
now
yeah,
he's
sorry.
Drawing his bow to shoot at the eyes.
It's a 19 for the first one.
19 hits.
And a 11. 11 plus.
You have a plus 3. You hit.
Yeah, it's a.
I mean, like for the attacks. It's... Anyway, I fucked up somehow. Anyway,
you have at least a plus 3, you hit.
Yeah, I got it. I did it.
Is a d8 and a d8. You do 1d8 plus your dex and then another d8 of force damage.
Oh shit, he got an 8.
15.
Also, are both of those guys within 5 feet of each other?
Yes.
Your heartbreaker kicks.
Oh shit, that's right.
Oh, okay.
So 15 on the first one.
Okay.
Wait.
And nothing happens on the second one. It's a nat 1.
Ooh, actually, I need you to roll that one more time.
This one?
Yeah. Because nat 1's when firing towards allies.
Oh, fuck me in the ass.
We're about to.
It's a 5.
It's a 5. All right.
Good.
So, the very first one...
What?
You pull back on the bow, and this time...
Hello?
It almost feels like you know you're going to hit because you can feel energy start to course through the arrow. Mm-hmm. As you loose it, it streaks out across and looks almost like a swordfish flying through the air.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
It then impacts directly into the chest of the eye that was on Fen's right, which then sends him flying off the side of the bridge. And
it's Fen, like a thunderous noise or just the motion?
No thunderous noise, but Fen, like as you look for just a moment, as he moves, you can see the moon in a hole in his chest.
Dope.
That's fucking awesome.
You're a moon boy.
Moon boy.
Well, I am a moon elf.
Then one deflects off of your shoulder plate and like continues off and then into the water.
Turns into a little moon and falls.
Did you just shoot me?
Sorry.
Stellatron.
So that ends Ariel's turn. Hank continues beating the dragon. BTB, it's your turn.
Still,
Sounds so sad about it.
Still foggy, yeah?
Yeah.
Can I retcon something?
What?
I didn't choose my particular spells, per se, mm-hmm. for second level. Mm-hmm. I could totally, like, decide on moment to be like, oh, yeah.
I took this spell, because it's relevant. Right?
Well, I mean, yeah. How does one go about deciding how to prepare as a sorcerer? I know wizards have to, like, put in a little book.
Yeah.
But how does that work for me?
It would be a new power that you feel like you know you have. I will allow you to pick on the fly, but you are stuck with it once you've picked a spell.
That's fine. Gust of wind. Why?
So you cast gust of wind, and then a breeze starts blowing, and the fog just...
But I think gust of wind is actually pretty fucking crazy, so I might end up knocking some of you over.
Well, actually, I'm the only one in it.
I am strong.
I'm pretty sure that Sato is going to have to make a save in this case.
Well, he's pretty low to the ground, so I don't...
I've been pretty much crouching this whole time.
Yeah.
I'm aware of this.
I mean, Ariel gave me literally the best place to hide on the
yeah,
field.
Yeah, seriously.
I got you, boo.
Oh, it's not a big deal.
Oh. It's NBD.
Oh, man. Totally could use this on that fire, too.
You donut. Well, the temple's still on fire.
By the way, you True. Shouldn't use wind on fire because that spreads fire.
It says on here that it'll douse certain flames. Like, I'll read it all when it's relevant. All right. But it actually does work that way because it's such a strong gust of wind. It's not like a big area right. of effect. It's a line. So I'm basically just going to point it.
Like straight.
Yeah.
Why are we not standing?
That's like, what I want to clear is like straight ahead.
Does it make saves for people?
60 feet long, 10 feet wide. Each creature that starts its turn in the line, strength save, or be pushed 15 feet with the line.
Oh, God.
All right, so...
Is that going to affect me?
As soon as this happens, the wind starts blowing, and then the part of the fog that Sato is crouching in, like,
oh,
you guys see him just crouching there, the fog blows past all of you guys, and now all of a sudden it's like, I mean, it's hurricane-force winds.
And it's a minute long if I want it to be. I can just leave it. So then nobody can brush me and be like, cool. Sorry, guys.
All right.
Just take a ride in it.
True.
So that ends BTB's turn. Sato, make a strength save.
Okay. It's fine. Strength save, 9.
9? Alright, so BTB, what is your...
12.
12,
oh,
all right.
Or no, 16, sorry.
16?
I was thinking about my breath weapon is
yeah.
12, yeah.
I'm playing 12 too.
Damn, alright, so... You're
slide to me 15 feet closer to...
You're crouched down on the ground and then just it's you're trying to stop and then just somersault rolls and you I'm gonna say in this particular case you fall prone once you get to the spot you're going. It
still
doesn't count as movement, but
yeah. Still 15 feet closer to them.
Yes. So you'd be like 10 feet away from us?
Just about, yeah.
Like 10, 15 feet away from probably
just,
10 feet away
then, I'm immediately
I
gonna stand
I'm sorry.
What the fuck was that?
It's the hurricane force winds, so it's like, okay, Jesus.
Again, what the fuck was that?
You have to keep making this insist.
If you turn around and look where it's coming from, you'll see me, and I'll be like, waving like Forrest Gump.
That only took half my movement to stand up. I still have 15 feet, so I'm going to move the room.
Well, it said if you start it and you have to make another save, right?
Yeah.
So
I already, that wasn't the save.
When you start your turn, yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Flying away, so.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm just going to go over to the remaining eye that's on our paladin
mm-hmm.
and stab him.
Okay.
And it's going to be a...
So close.
I know.
15.
15.
But,
that hits.
Yeah. I'm not even going to bother adding because I think it's a 20. And it's going to be 11 damage.
11 damage. All right. So this will be interesting. So Sato, like, gets pushed over. He goes over and just... stabs this eye quite a few times, which sends blood splattering all over Fed.
all over your new shit.
That's not new.
Oh, didn't y'all buy new armor?
No, they did.
I did. It sends blood spattering all over Fen as the wind just, like, takes the blood out of the hole. Also, at this point, since the dude is now limp, he just goes directly into Fen. Just head over heels slams into Fen.
Dude, so, I'm stoked about it.
Ben, it's your turn, so I need you to make a strength save.
Oh, okay, so we are in it.
Yeah.
It covers the entire bridge. And 11. 11? Mm-hmm. Alright, so you also, at this point, the body, like, you get the blood all over you, and then he slams into you, which sends both of you just tumbling 15 feet backwards over the bridge.
You can stop this at any point in time.
Okay, so it's not funny that kids get hurt, but it is funny to watch a little kid fall down. So I'm just kind of like laying back like, oh man, that sucks. But it's still really funny.
You can stop this at any time.
I could.
You're an asshole.
Alright, Eye of the Dragon turn. So the one that's currently wrestling with Hank, I'm just going to see what happens for both of them. So, strength saves.
Is he literally just gonna, like, ride him 15 feet forward?
Neither of them makes the strength saves.
It's only 10 feet, though, and we were like...
It's 15 feet.
It's 10 feet wide, 60 feet long. Right. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious is what it is.
So, and within this, the... So neither of them make the save, so they're both gonna go, but... Hank made the save, or made the strength check to hold on to him the whole time.
So he's literally just straddling him like a riding.
As he does that, he's continuing to punch him. As he's just getting ground against the bridge. At which point, you just hear like a gurgle and bloody, I give.
Tap out, man, tap out!
Ariel, it's your turn.
Do I need to make the save?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I thought he was, like, also, way off to the side, though.
Yeah.
Or no, you are off to the
He's
side.
He's the only
so
one that's
not.
Way off to the mm-hmm. side.
So you're good, Ariel.
Like,
you don't have
next to me, not behind me.
That was still funny. Just
I
let
mean,
it happen.
You moved up, remember?
Yeah, I saw him as behind you.
I don't know. So I guess I just turned to Josh and be like, hey. Or,
who the fuck is that?
Yeah, Fred take Josh. Gene Tucker.
God damn it. I'll take Josh.
Which is worse.
And just go, can you stop?
What?
I can't hear you.
It would be really fucking loud.
Yes, it would.
I just started, like, shouting in all my languages that I know to tell him to stop.
It's even better.
You've
do you
got
speak
a drunken
plant
dude
also?
Speaking in tongues at you.
I'm still just going,
I'm bringing
what?
That back.
See,
I do,
speak
I
to
do
you
understand.
In common, elven, draconic, listen, giant, and primordial.
I do understand you. It's fine.
Yeah, and plant.
And plant.
I do understand plant. You. I continue to yell what?
So
what? I can't hear you. What?
On Hank's turn, he like because the guy said he gives, he like lets go. He stands up. He then stomps with the heel of his work
stomp.
Boot directly on the dude's knee.
Oh,
as hard as he can.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You guys dirty, hear? Dude. You guys hear a snap?
Mm, a wet snap.
Accurate.
Twisting tendons, celery.
So you hear a snap. At which point Hank like gets up and begins sprinting towards the temple again. That is the end of combat because I'm going to consider that Eye of the Dragon eliminated in this case from the
I mean, fight. That poor dude's not getting up.
Nah, hell no.
So, that ends the fight. And it gives you a very quick, direct shot to the temple.
I will disperse my gust of wind.
You'll disperse your gust of wind and...
saunter over, yeah.
The kobolds and everyone else... are carrying their buckets and they're making their way over the bridge as quickly as their little
through
legs can
the
take
line,
them.
Because the thing is still fucking there.
Making their way downtown.
Yeah, so, I mean, the rest of the fog is still there. It's
That's
just
what I was
that.
Saying.
I think it would have been, like, sucked in like a vortex.
You're probably
eventually.
Right.
Because gale force winds.
Yeah.
Like a little circular outcropping.
Yeah, you're right. So,
tell us how wrong we are.
You run over.
Tell me how science works in your fantasy world.
Bitch.
Nerd. I'm Charles, and I'm playing D&D. Oh, that's... That's not quite how vapor works.
Okay, but you missed how Josh, like, fake put his fucking glasses up his nose.
Let me tell you how physics works. I love you.
You done?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to make something bad happen to you now.
I was going to say, inside the temple. It's like 100% this whole world, not world, this whole town has been my hell. So I don't give a shit. Like, whatever.
Might as well do it for shits and fucking giggles now.
All right. So you make it over and you begin to run up towards the temple. And over at the guard tower, you can see that the guard tower itself is completely engulfed in flames. And Fen, you notice that one of the Justicars, you can't tell which one right now, is under some rubble, and there's a big pool of blood under him, and there are six Eyes of the Dragon dead on the ground around him.
Well, that's good.
Damn, I'm so proud of him.
Go for it. I wonder if he, like, caved something in to make all the rocks fall on everyone, including him.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting.
I'm gonna go assist Fen with that.
Mm-hmm.
Crush stuff.
Because having more friends assisting on all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's a good point. I look at the body, I'm like, lucky. I've talked about that in a while.
I forgot about the crush fetish.
So
yeah, I want to try to pull him out.
Ben, you run up and you notice that it's Justicar Senso.
No.
And so he's trapped. He's trapped under it. But the thing that you notice, and this is not a good sign, is that the thing that fell on him is partially through his abdomen.
Ah shit!
Oh, he did.
And he's still conscious, but barely. Mm-hmm. When you get over to him, you can see
how big is the thing in his abdomen.
It's got a diameter of about 7 inches.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, yeah.
Put him out of his misery.
I don't.
Out of his misery. Just
mercy
the car away.
Killing, mercy killing. Mercy killing.
I'll just go vomit acid onto his face.
That's not.
And then put a hat on and take it off.
Just pull a hat out of your bag and just put it on.
You don't have your
take it off
caps. That's what I said. I carry around a taking off cap so you can put it on.
You also have your fucking disguise thing so you can just take out, what is it, the Duke?
Yeah.
Duke Derek.
Duke Derek, that's what it is.
You just Duke Derek and Darrington, right?
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Like,
it's so stupid. No. What would you do? That idea.
What, are you just going to pretend to be another guy? Dumb.
I still don't know that you're the same person.
Yeah, you never discovered
that. I never discovered that.
You're the only one!
Yeah.
Like, I saw through it immediately. I'm just like, you fucking moron.
Fen.
So anyway.
You move up to Justicar Senso. You notice that, I mean, it doesn't look like he's gonna make it. And he is very woozy. He's looking around, and then he kind of, like, makes eye contact to you. And he reaches down and grabs his katana and wakizashi set and pulls it out from under the rubble and just extends it towards you.
This is the second time.
God, you experienced the most loss of anyone.
I know.
And I have dead brothers.
And we have Ariel.
I have an entire family that's dead, an entire kingdom.
But you see,
that was only once.
I'm just saying, like,
it keeps happening.
You just have the most emo life.
Yeah.
And I'm still, like, the most optimistic and upbeat. Yeah. Oh, God.
Take
the
stuff.
Yeah, I guess I'll grab
spit on
stuff
it.
And I'm just gonna, like, set it down and, like, kneel next to him and
snap his neck.
Well, how are you gonna do it? Because you're probably gonna have to do it.
Yeah, I guess. Ugh. So. Yeah. And I would like to, like,
grab one of the rocks and just pow.
What the fuck? Like, you just dropped off.
You gotta
finish it.
You should lean in close, whisper, "I know your secret," and slowly choke him.
No, I'm just gonna, like,
you got a pillow on hand.
I'm just gonna say, like, fuck. This is a very like emotional moment. Dude, and y'all are all just like, just fucking kill him like this,
I
man.
I
did the
same thing when my brother appeared to me. I immediately like made dumb jokes because I can't handle emotions.
I mean, he gave you his sword. So right through the
old. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
He hands the katana and wakizashi to you.
I'll take the wakizashi out and just, like, fucking back of the neck.
I will say,
DJ scratching a record.
On the katana and wakizashi set, he says, Kasai. And you feel heat from the inside of the hilt of this katana. Right inside the sheath.
What? Dope.
It's the sword's safe word.
Yeah. Right about that moment, he just lets go and is off to the spirit.
Oh, you ain't gonna do it.
I didn't have to do it.
Do it anyway.
I'm not going to. That's kind of weird.
Make sure.
Like, if Ben really wasn't gonna sit there and do it, I was literally gonna go over and be like, I cast Cure Wounds with my sword.
I still want to try to pull his body from the rubble.
Oh, God, it's kind of like pulling two. You're so strong.
He's staked to the ground.
Yeah. You're going to, like...
I don't want to just leave him
turn
there.
Him into, like, a raggedy banana.
Just close his eyes and walk away. All
right.
Couple coins. Get the fuck out of here.
You're in the middle of a crisis right
now.
Yeah. I know, but I'm sad.
Triage, goddammit.
I'm sad. I'm a sad boy.
You talked to him one time.
Yeah, and this is the fucking second time that this has happened where I talk to a goddamn Justicar, and then it's like, oh, yeah, they're dead because you talked to him.
Yeah, could be you.
To be fair, Justicars die all the time.
Just not you, yet.
Yeah, just not me yet. Yeah.
I can.
You've come close. You've come close.
I've come close, yeah.
Like a lot.
Like, no, like twice.
Because Justicar is like, your entire code as a Justicar is put myself in impossible odds and danger.
Save people.
Seems like a dumb organization to me.
Right.
Pretty fun.
What are you,
I get to stab stuff.
Why do you think I steal from the B2B?
Yeah.
Plus, there's like a potluck every Thursday.
Yeah, we do Taco Tuesdays.
Don't forget about Casual Friday. You don't have to wear armor.
I wear a tie over my armor. Yeah.
No, you wear your
casual Friday. I just wear my tie over my.
You wear your chili cook-off shirt over your.
Silly with the chili.
I still need to get that washed because I'm pretty sure it's got blood on it from something. It
absolutely does.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that washed.
Everything. That
hey,
you can has
never mind. I'll ask you later. We're in a crisis.
I mean, right now you literally showed up in front of this Justicar, head to toe covered in blood.
Oh yeah, I forgot I was super gory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah.
That's true. Any sorcerer could open a very lucrative, like,
dry cleaning business.
Yes.
You're good. 50 gold.
Conjure water, ray of frost it, and then just, like, slowly melt it.
Prestidigitation immediately.
Yeah, I was going to say, just prestidigitation.
Just clean it. Done.
Yeah.
No, but you gotta put on a show to get the real money.
So. True. BTB knows all about that. As he breaks the pencil. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I'll take the sword.
Ew, there's hair on it.
So,
that's what he said.
Once. Now that Justicar Senso has passed, you guys then hear Hank yelling from the door of the temple that he needs help.
Okay,
it's Bard! It's Bard! Get up here! Let's go.
There's a bar? What? Ariel?
The North Bar.
Yeah, you probably rush in front of all of us.
Mad dash.
So,
Naruto run.
Getting up to Hank, you guys also see that there are a bunch of Eyes of the Dragon bodies out here around the gate, most of them with arrows in them. And you can see that Justicar Hawaii's Wakizashi is on the ground next to one of the dead guys.
Dang dog, free weapons galore for you.
I'm just gonna grab a hold of that one because she's got enough weapons to hold on to right now.
Yeah,
right.
I'll just get a little hold of that one.
Don't you have?
She'll forget about it later. Is
I
what
have
you mean?
Three sets of weapons to hold on to right now.
I only have two.
Two plus the remaining sword from the first one.
Yes.
She's stronger than
so
you.
So two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half right now.
Plus armor and a shield.
Yeah.
Justify it all you want. You're stealing it. I know.
Pull it up. Fucking
so.
I've got a
wait,
sword.
Wait, is he dead too?
Hmm?
Is he dead?
He's not there.
His body's not there, just his Wakizashi.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And you guys can hear combat going on beyond the gates.
Okay.
Now, I would like Fen, you specifically, to make a perception check.
Perceive. Inspiration.
Yeah.
Much better. 15.
You hear a voice from inside, yelling and barking orders. You recognize this voice to be Jezdrith.
Fuck.
And that's where we'll end this episode of Character Flaw. So, where can they find you on social media, guys?
You can find me on the Twitters at TristanDimitri7.
All right.
Cinnamon Roll BTB Balthazar.
Cinnamon Roll BTB Balthazar.
Wait, Cinnamon Roll BT Balthazar. Sorry.
Is that really your no, at, like or?
The cinnamon roll, you know, the little symbol.
The oh, gotcha. The at?
Cinnamon roll.
The at BT.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Do your daughters call it the cinnamon roll?
They don't have Twitter.
Daddy, what's this symbol on a keyboard? Oh, that's a cinnamon roll.
That's a cinnamon roll.
You can find Sato at the Cold Twat.
And you can find Demi at Demix the Menace.
And Charles is on Twitter at Dapper Jackal. So until next week, guys, bye.
Bye. Bye.
Ding.
New one with a smile.
Gotcha.